Hello friends, welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Ella Sheetler and today I'm joined by my friends August and Reese. We are going to talk about a special message from Jesus that helps us feel loved and never alone.
This is a reading from the Gospel.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Those who love me will listen to my words and keep them, and my Father will love them. And we shall come to them and make our home with them. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you. But the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all the things I've said to you.
Peace I leave to you. My own peace I give to you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. I am going away and shall return. I am going to the Father."
In the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his friends that if they love him, they should follow his teachings. He says, "If anyone loves me, they will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them."
Wow, that means when we love Jesus and try to do what he says, God comes to live in our hearts. It's like having a special friend always with us.
Exactly, and Jesus also promises to send the Holy Spirit to help us. He calls the Holy Spirit the Advocate, which means a helper or guide. The Holy Spirit reminds us of Jesus' teachings, and helps us make good choices.
So, when we're unsure or need help, we can pray to the Holy Spirit and he'll guide us, just like a friend, showing the way.
And Jesus gives us his peace, not the kind of peace the world gives, but a special peace that helps us feel calm and loved, even when things are tough.
Jesus wants us to be brave and not afraid, because he is always with us through the Holy Spirit.
Let's remember, when we love Jesus, follow his teachings, and pray to the Holy Spirit, we have God's love and the peace with us every day.
Let us say the prayer for peace to finish this episode.
Dear Jesus, thank you for your love and kindness.
Please fill our hearts with your peace.
Help us to be kind to others and make our world a better place.
When we feel worried or scared, remind us that you are always with us.
We trust in you, in love, and in peace.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you feel God's love and peace in our hearts. Until next time, keep shining with kindness and love.